您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Today is the day for singletons to mourn the fact that they're without a partner or simply buy stuff to make you feel better. Joking apart, Singles Day has now morphed into the day when people go online to shop. Alibaba said that sales broke through 57.6 billion yuan, up to 12 o'clock today. Singles Day has proven to be an orgy of commerce, but here's my question for you. Do we need it? 今天上午12点，阿里集团称2015年天猫双十一全球狂欢节交易额已经到达了576亿元。你有没有被这个数字吓到？今天你是不是要疯狂血拼一下呢？ We want to hear from you. Send us messages. So guys, I justwant to ask you first of all, so for our overseas listeners and those who've been living under a rock, what is this Singles Day today on November the 11th?
Well, I think the best definition you can give is that it's one of the best holidays in China and at the same time one of the most poorly promoted, because it's a day that we call Singles Day and was originally set out to look at single people, people without a relationship.And it's now been morphed into a major shopping holiday. And as Hoyang quite joked about at the beginning of the show, I don't think there's anything wrong with being single. I don't think it's something that needs to be pointed out. I think single and proud is something very prevalent here in China. And I think this is a great holiday, and we'll get onto that in a second as to why it's so great. But it's something that could be promoted in a much better fashion and just called China Shopping Day. If it was me, that's how I'd do it.
Well, this is actually a made-up holiday, so that's, a lot of people have been complaining that the Chinese people are not very creative. From my perspective, well, it's, you look at this holiday, it's just totally made up. I mean, remember when I was a college student, basically it's a day to celebrate being singletons. I mean, male students hanging out, having a dinner, or probably it's a time for you to chase your girl and ask her the question. So that's what we did to celebrate this day. But now, since 2009,You see, this is the largest shopping spree ever in any country. Look at some of the numbers I got here. Last night, during the peak time, every second, 120,000 orders and 60,000 transactions are made. And even, He Yang has also mentioned that up to 12 o'clock this morning, the overall transaction has already outnumbered last year's sales value. So you see how big the event is.
Small point, Luo Yi. You talked about how it's a made-up holiday. But let's be real here. Which holiday isn't partially made up? Are you saying that you think there's truth in the fact that there's an actual red fat guy in a red jumpsuit that goes down chimneys and gives us presents on Christmas? Or a bunny that delivers us chocolate on Easter? What differentiates this from being made up from every other holiday that's got a bit of fantasy added into it?
Look, I think the Christmas or Easter holidays, those Halloweens have a fine tradition of having it, right? But this is just, you know, we didn't have this festivalbefore, and thanks to the prevalence of internet and Alibaba, Tmall specifically, it was created in 2009 by this specific company.
Yeah, but Luo Yi, hold up. The idea of the tradition of Christmas, for example, is about a woman who became pregnant and gave birth to Jesus. A virgin that gave birth to Jesus. When we come to Christmas, we don't see a bunch of women putting pillows up their t-shirts and saying, I'm a pregnant virgin. No, we see fat people dressing up as Santa Claus and delivering presents under the tree, which is made up. So what's the difference?
That's a really interesting point. The difference is because this is a new tradition just yet that we haven't really seen that it's carrying any cultural legacy, or is there much of a fantasy behind it, or, you know, is there any cultural value to it? I think that is the difference here. And I'd even go further and say, I cannot believe that you guys would even dignify this day with the term holiday, because for me, it is just a day that people go shopping. Let's not make it more than what it it is and call it a holiday. And the part that I agree with Luo Yu in terms that this is a made-up day, it only originated in 2009 into what it is today. So back in the 1990s, yeah, I suppose some single university students decided to have a fun day that, you know, maybe they can end their singleton status on that day. But then that wasn't really something that everybody picked up. It was until 2009. And when you think about it, it's not really that long time ago, only 7 years ago. But look at how big this thing has grown into. So my point here is, let's not dignify it and say it's a festival. Well, maybe a festival, but not a holiday. It is just a day when I can only smell money.
I actually fully agree with that. It is a very profitable day, and it's a lot of commerce happening today. I mean, the figures that Luo Yu just gave us were incredible, the amount of transactions that happen in a space of just 24 hours.
Right. Like last year, Tmall last year alone made $9.2 billion, while the number of Cyber Monday and Black Friday combined together is only $3.5 billion US dollars. And now, this year, I think the number will be increasing significantly. At the same time, I see there are several tendencies, because for one thing, I can see that 72% of the people, they shop not only online, they use their mobile payment. That's a big difference compared to previous year's numbers. For example, the number of mobile payment used last year is about less than 50%. Seems that more and more people going mobile. That's one tendency. And second thing I want to say, I don't know whether you guys have watched the festival gala. Actually, both Tmall and JD last night, by partnering with different TV stations, they organized their gala to celebrate working as a preview of this fantastic day.
I was actually invited to participate in one of these TV galas.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to say the name of the TV network, obviously, but I had to turn them down because I was getting ready to do roundtable with you guys, so I was aware of that.
Wow, flattered. So, yes, thank you, Sam, for taking us very seriously. But seriously? TV galas for the Singles Day, for a day that people go shopping? What is wrong with the country right now?
Well, Jack Ma has invited Feng Xiaogang as the director of the gala.
Yeah, he's the guy dressed in the red suit and giving out presents now, although he's not very tall. And where is his, is it reindeers that...
And he's not very fat.
Yeah, but anyway, he's the guy who's got the fat pockets. Okay, keep on going.
A lot of stars came in and joined the gala, like Vicky Zhao, Eason Chan. Sorry.
An employee of EZFM, probably.
And even Kevin Spacey is doing promotion for Jack Ma.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
In China.
Through TV. No, I think the video was shot in the States. But there's a video clip played by the TV network, you know.
Oh, Mr. Kevin Spacey! I cannot believe this from him. I'm very disappointed.
From House of Cards, a serious political TV show, to doing promotions for shopping in Beijing.
This is the smell of money. I agree.
Okay. So, aside from this change, I suppose, or a continuation of what people do, that we're just shopping on our phones or on the internet, what else is new with this year's Double 11 festival, so to speak?
I'd say the amount of products that are being advertised seem to be more than last year as well. Apple has made a huge jump into it this year. They've done discounts on their phones. I believe there was a special iPad mini sale that's already gone now, where they were giving them away for about 999 yuan, and they've got cheaper versions of their watch. And there are a lot of other big foreign companies that are really trying to get in on the action this year. I personally think this is a holiday for the Chinese. I think the reason that we need this holiday, and the thing that I like the most about Singles Day in China, is the promotion of Chinese companies. Let's be very clear, when we're looking at the facts, Xiaomi has only just taken over 30%, I think it's 38% now, of Chinese market share. Huawei is on the verge of producing their first smart end phone. LETV has only just produced, really, their first phone a couple of months back. A lot of big Chinese companies that are trying to make their mark in international commerce, they're starting out and they're having troubles, as every startup company or every company trying to break into the market has. And they need a festival like this to really establish themselves in the market. This, as I don't want to make it sound too serious, but this is a huge for China's economic growth and for these industries to really pick themselves up and build on this and start establishing their brand.
that's also a question that I'd like to see what you guys think. Since this has been so popular in China for the last 7 years, that some China watchers or, you know, economists are saying that this is going or has already been spreading globally. Is there any truth in this kind of statement?
Well, actually, a lot of international players have joined the campaign. For example, Sainsbury in the UK and also Lotto from South Korea. They have established their own website to attract Chinese customers to buy more on this particular day. I think there's a global tendency here. But I'm not quite sure because I'm not quite sure whether the overseas customers can join the festival with Chinese. Because, you know, if you look at these websites, basically they're all in Chinese. And if you don't know about Chinese language, probably it's very hard for you to operate on your PC or mobile.
I think the complications stem a bit further than language here as well, because first of all, you've got to remember that a lot of Western outlets have their own sales days. I mean, for example, in the United Kingdom, we have major sales during Christmas and the January
Boxing
sales.
Day.
The Boxing Day sales,
right.
Exactly. And I'm sure Hoyang will be able to tell us that they've also got lots of big sales in the United States. And I think you've got to look at that. They've got their own company plan. Plus, to be honest, and I'm going to be very frank here, do we really need Western countries to get in on this? I mean, China is, after all, one of the world's biggest markets. The sales doing really well, just focused on China. How much does it really need to expand abroad?
I think, you know, sometimes if you look at the very good performances of these e-commerce giants like JD, like Alibaba's Tmall, these actually made a lot of companies very jealous. For example, Walmart has partnered with Yihaodian and they began to expand. Originally, Walmart, as the largest retailer in this world, hasn't paid enough attention to Chinese online customers, and all of a sudden they felt, well, we have to do something, otherwise
they're missing out.
Right, they're missing out a lot of opportunities. And also another tendency you see here is actually this is the dynamics of the competition, because in these 2015 we see so many either mergers or acquisitions or partnerships between these big companies. For example, Alibaba has invested more than as much as 4.63 billion into Suning Commerce, and Suning is actually a brick and mortar retail stores here in China. And also you see Jingdong and Yonghui have been partnered with each other. Yonghui is a supermarket chain store, but Jingdong is a second largest online e-commerce players here in China. So you will see this combination between the brick and mortar traditional version physical stores and those online giants. I mean, I think this is going to create a lot more value looking to the future. Even Walmart has been aware of the situation by partnering with Yihaodian already. So looking into the future, there is a big competition, even more fiercer and more intense competition going on.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's an outline of what our market is like these days when it comes to this very special day, Double 11, Singles Day, and there's a lot of shopping and selling and just transactions going on. And certainly with the volume of transaction, you can see that it has eclipsed Cyber Monday or Black Friday in the United States. And I think online and offline shopping, maybe there's a partnership going on,
right,
has really grown into something that I think China is probably the champion in. Finally, we're the champion of something. We'll talk more about this after the break. Yeah, and let us know whether you have some ideal items on your shopping list. Have you paid money yet? Have you managed to go through that transaction smoothly? We want to hear from you. Send us a WeChat message or on Weibo. See you after this break. We have a whole bunch of messages coming in regarding this topic, and I love it that Ai Mi Su says, subconsciously, without knowing, I don't know what's going on, I just did it. So yeah, I bought a lot of stuff, and it's too late to chop off my hands. Aw, you poor thing. And for those who don't know, like, there's this phrase called duoshou.
Chopping hands.
Off. Yes.
Okay.
So basically, the specific, not syntax, semantics here is basically when you shop too much, and then sometimes you just wish you could have chopped your hands off. So that is the context. Thank you for that message, and there's a whole bunch of messages from other other WeChat listeners, such as Zhang Changchang, says that, okay, I have to say this in Chinese, 有句话是钱没了可以再挣，商品下架了可就真没了。So can I put Sam you to the test of Chinese here?
Sure, so if you run out of money, you can always earn more, but...the sale is only for a limited period of time, so you've got to take advantage of it while you have the chance.
Wonderful! You are a top-notch translator, I have to say.
He's a Tsinghua graduate, no wonder he can do this.
Yeah.
Oh Yang is actually saying, Sam, you're a good translator, so quit radio, leave the show.
Well, you have options, you know, that's always a
good
thing.
Very true.
Yeah, so that's from Zhang Changchang, thank you so much. And there's Wu Yanan saying that, pointing out a problem that some people are probably facing, that is the delivery would be a huge problem here. And Zhao Lu Fei Irene says, I didn't see anything that's really cheap this year, and some of the products available just have the same price, and...thinks that this Double 11 festival is just a hype and is tricking people to buy stuff when actually the prices may not be all that different. And Xiao Xuan Ai Cooking says, I'm ready to 剁手. I'm ready to chop off my hands, and saw that there was a TV program produced for this day. I think it's the gala that Luo Yu has been saying about and thinks that it's not good for the mass media to help promote such a commercial trend. People focus nothing but on shopping and spending and making money. I don't think it's good for our society and culture. Well, there you go. We've got some insights from listeners talking about all aspects of this special day. I think we'll go on a little bit talking about this. So, do you think that it's all good and nothing bad out of this? What are some of the problems or the inconvenience that people are kind of neglecting because we're just caught up in the shopping frenzy right now?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is one that we've actually already discussed on the round table, and that was theproblem where people are spending too much money and unable to control themselves when they're shopping online. Both of you guys are laughing. Am I to assume that you both have this problem?
I do not have this problem, as I proudly announced that I've only made 10 purchases on Taobao
as
in my whole
person.
Life. I prefer to go to the brick and mortar stores.
What about you,
Luo Yu?
I did chop, but I don't worry
about...
You
did chop, or did you shop?
Shop, sorry.
Oh, too bad. Oh, I see hands right there. Okay.
You know, I spend several thousand or even 10,000 quite, but you know...
Oh, you rich dude. He's made that point many times. He just sort of lets it out and, you know, hits it in the facts. And continue, please.
Basically, just put all the things I love in the shopping cart, and all of a sudden, I click the button, and then it's done. So it's very... it's not that time-consuming.
See, you have the wrong mentality here, Luo Yu. The way that it should be done is, with me, everything has to be kind of like a mission. So, it works.
You're being such a guy.
No, but seriously, like, I come to work, and I think, got to do round table. That's my mission. I get down, I do the reading, I do the show, and I go home. I go to the gym, and I think, I've got to work out this muscle. I get in there, I work out the muscle, and I go home. And it's the same for online shopping. I'll go on JD or Taobao, whichever website, and I think, I need to buy an iPhone. Find an iPhone. Found it. Done. Close the computer. Back to watching TV. And that's my process, and it means that I never
have
to...
It's my process as well. I mean, I don't...
No, obviously,
if
you're spending...
much time on it.
But if you're spending that much money, it's obviously not your process. You're picking up things as you go along.
Oh, I did that previously, before the Double 11 starts, actually. So, if you have put all the stuff on your shopping cart, I mean, when the shopping festival starts, you just click the button, and if you are lucky, you can get all the things you want. That's how it works.
Okay, well, you're like the poster boy for Double 11 shopping, Luo Yu. He's saying all these great things about shopping on this day. But actually, I think there could be some problems. Okay, Luo Yu, continue
then. I have several.
Then.
Yeah, for one thing, definitely, it's the network of delivery. Delivery tends to be a big problem, especially if you see, you know, huge number of parcels to be delivered. That's one thing. Second, I want to say that, you know, because not long ago, JD filed a complaint to industry authority, claiming that the rival Alibaba was disrupting the market order. Basically, JD said Alibaba conveyed a message to retailers that if they participate in its Tmall's promotion campaign on the Singles Day, they will not be allowed to attend similar events held by other rival sites. So, I mean, if you look at the market share, Alibaba already takes up 80%, more than 80% of market share. And JD is about 10%, while other players are relatively smaller. So I think if Alibaba holds this very aggressive attitude towards other players, I mean, this definitely disrupting market orders and put those suppliers in a very difficult position, because obviously they want to promote their products in different sites to get a larger revenue. Right, but only that Alibaba all of a sudden said, okay, you can either choose us or JD. What can you do?
But there's no way we can say that Alibaba is in a monopoly position just yet. So I think, yes, at this moment, it's fierce competition, but it's still difficult to pressure Alibaba too much, I suppose. In a way, I think we've been blinded by these glamorous, glitzy sales figures, because when you look at how much profit these people are actually making, it's not really that much, because on this day, so many people, well, these merchants, they are cutting the price, so they get great traffic flow, that they get a lot of business, but not necessarily making that much money, and that could be a problem in the long term. We have Pizza Xiongmao Lin saying, I think the guy who came up with this idea of changing the singles day into the shopping day is a genius, because people usually complain about themselves for being a single dog on this day, but thanks to shopping, now people can feel great about themselves by spending. And I have something to echo with that. As a single lady myself, I am not doing shopping today, but I am going to have a nice dinner with my single lady friends, and we are going to hit the bar afterwards. So it's more about socializing and celebrating the single and fabulous life than actually doing some shopping.
You're going to hit the bar, isn't it? A Wednesday?
Well,
who goes to the bar on a Wednesday, hey?
Is there a problem if you have a very nice glass of restorative champagne? Isn't that something you can do on any day of the week?
I'm going to say yes to avoid being assaulted later. It's fine.
I won't do that to you. I don't think it's a pathetic thing, as some people tend to think that, you know, what's wrong with being single? I think you can still have a wonderful time. And there is Hong Lin saying that people are just very easily falling into these tides, what everybody else is doing. And sometimes you need a little bit of independent thinking. You need to figure out what you want to do. And do you really want to shop? Some people are just doing it for the sake of it. And also, there's this listener called, I don't know what your name is, there's just two question marks, but ask the question, how do you say 实体店 in English? Since we're on the topic of shopping, then I'll tell you. So 实体店 should be brick and mortars. So, you know, that's a phrase that might be useful for you.